Okay, it's Zion Adar Beis, March 14th. We're toward the bottom of page Pei Gimel. Again, quoting the Sefer Ikrim, you don't have so many Svarim from Rishonim that go through the philosophy of various aspects of Emunah and Mitzvos. The Sefer Ikrim is one of them. It's a very important Sefer. Again, sometimes he says things that aren't 100% mainstream in the way we think about mitzvahs, but that we can learn from them nonetheless. So here, Rav Volbe says that the fact that he could suggest that pasuk "V'atu Yisrael Ma Hashem Lakecha Shol Meimach," etc., is really saying just do the mitzvahs. Really, I should be telling you to have yira and ava and all of that, but do the mitzvahs and it'll take the place of those things. So again, halfway through the paragraph, toward the beginning of the line, the imki kanira ain halacha kamoso. Even though apparently the halacha is not like him, and certainly we're obligated to make our best effort for all of the emotional obligations, the mitzvah shebelev, hayirava ava v'alicha bedrachav, fear, love, going in the ways of Hashem, which means having good midos. I don't recall offhand what that refers to, but he cites the Chovas Avavos, who I believe is telling us we have to try for all of those things. Nevertheless, the Chiddush of the Sefer Ikrim is incredible. That just through the active mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that involve action, one can reach shleimus. Venira beveir kavanaso, and it would appear that the explanation of his intent is ki yirei mitzvah hu yeshulam. Really, the idea of this pasuk that we've been quoting, and a person who fears mitzvahs will be rewarded. Ma'orer yira b'maisa mitzvah. Magia lidei shleimus, and a person who rouses Yiras Hashem in the performance of a mitzvah will reach shleimus. Share yira hakshur of ma'isa yoser kal ora of aliskar osami asher yiras aromus bifnei hu tamir v'nelam hamuvd al mushur v'musageinu. Because yira that is tied to an action is easier to rouse and to remember than Yiras Hashem, which is removed. Where he puts it is Yiras Aromos, which is the higher level Yiras Shemayim, just simple awe, which is simple, but awe of Hashem's greatness, not fear of being punished, not fear of consequences, but just awe for the one who's hidden, removed and devoid, absolutely removed from our conception. We can't fathom Hashem. We're only able to fathom limited beings. Hashem is infinite, so it's hard to fathom Him. But when I'm doing a mitzvah and I have a sense, I have to have fear in this mitzvah, it connects it to something. I think the reason why he uses the term Yiras Haromos here when he's contrasting is because presumably Yirei Mitzvah is a fear of something finite. I want to do this mitzvah properly. This is a command. There's a certain awe of the task at hand. It's a little bit more tied to, it's almost closer to Yiras Ha'onesh. I'm talking about two levels of fear. Yiras Ha'onesh is afraid of being punished. Yiras Ha'onesh is the awe of Hashem's greatness. What's Yiras HaMitzvah? I'm nervous about this particular mitzvah, doing it properly. I think it's closer to Yiras Ha'onesh, which is easier to relate to. It's not the higher Yira, but it's, like you said, more tied to something. Hare Zoe Avodas HaMitzvah, this is the Avodah of Mitzvahs, Lo Geshes El Kiyumon B'Yiras Mitzvah, to approach their performance with the awe of Mitzvah. Ulizar Ad Ma'od Mikalos Rosh, and to be very cautious of lightheadedness. Afilu Michiuch Svasayim Chas V'Sholom Beis Asiyas HaMitzvah, and even from a smile at the time of doing a mitzvah. He quoted that Chazal. When he says not to smile, he quoted a chazal here where Shmuel Bar Yitzchak turned someone away from leading the davening. I'm sorry, from reading the Torah because he was leaning on the wall. Something about his behavior was too casual.
His demeanor.
A certain great Bali Musa never leaned back in a chair. Not because they weren't tired, but because there's a sense that you can't be your demeanor. So at least this is a mindset with regard to mitzvahs. A certain fear, I have to do this right. This is a very important task. Which is a very interesting thing to think about. And you see, he culled from various mitzvahs where the real theme is Yira, different types of Yira, and Yira. And he's saying that's really underlying everything. And the Yireim says it. Yireim is probably the strongest source. The pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he says, is really behind all the mitzvahs. The way you define it was Yira Adam Bagio Ledvar Mitzvah. You can't, why didn't he say always? It's when you come to a Dvar Mitzvah. And again, the Rabbi Yosef Alba is saying it also, even if we don't quite paskin like him, but just that idea. All right, let's take a look at the next parak.
A familiarity breed content. I mean, if people are very familiar, they get casual about it.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Part of the problem is that we do it on automatic pilot. Have to guard against that. We plan to fill in the morning, for example. Right. We might be thinking about some other things when we're doing it. I mean, yeah. I think I'm talking about myself right now. And that's something I need to work on.
Yeah, there's a cartoon that Schuller's in Manhattan. He used to put out a little program guide. One of the members of the Schuller actually used to write little cartoon strips for his local Jewish newspaper. So they put one in his bulletin, people looking into the davening. And he said, that's the outreach minion. He said, how do you know? He said, because everybody's paying attention. You know, we're...
I see
people sometimes talking about the Yeah. Even Svarim, you know, like, treat them with respect. We're used to it. It is what to be said that a base measure and a base class is supposed to be like your house, it's supposed to be comfortable there, but not that comfortable. It's a balance. I mean, this is the challenge that mitzvahs shouldn't become mitzvahs and Hashem Elamada. It's obviously a challenging thing. We'll just drop here the next piece. Perek Chi Chovos Al Vavos. Modern Miyuchad Kovos La'atzman HaMitzvos HaTmidios. Like a special realm is established for the constant mitzvos. Emuna, Yira, Ava, Licha, Drocha, Dveikos. Faith, fear, love, going in Hashem's ways, which means feeling midos. And clinging to Hashem. Mitzvos elu einan rak mechayvos peulos. These mitzvos don't merely require action. Ein mechayvos is adam lias nepach leish acher b'mahuso. They require a person to change into a different person in his essence, in his mahus. And he's going to say that these are not special mitzvos for gedolei hador. These are mitzvos on every person. The Torah holds us to a very high level, and we'll have to see tomorrow.